Well, welcome back to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Waller. Now, for today's workers, the process of aging will be different than for previous generations. They will live longer than their parents and grandparents and will also experience increased health care costs associated with living longer. And in addition, with the increasingly mobile workforce, families may live far away. So healthcare models must accommodate the lifestyles and expectations of both retirees and workers. Joining me today is Catherine Collinson, president of nonprofit Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, to discuss the future of age-friendly communities and the ability for people to age in place. So, Catherine, what exactly is an age-friendly community?
By design, an age-friendly community incorporates many aspects of what we call the built environment, the underlying environment that support people in living and working. Basic community design. And when we think about an age-friendly community, of course, that should include access to healthcare and specifically affordable healthcare, as well as appropriate housing, transportation, ride-sharing systems, access to internet-based services, a good technology infrastructure, and of course, shops, leisure facilities. And with so many people wanting to work longer and retire at an older age, access to employment opportunities.
Then let's talk more about how people are envisioning aging in place, specifically in their homes.
Great question. It's one thing to live in an age-friendly community, and then it's another to be able to age in place in your own home. Hardly surprising, our recent survey of 16,000 people around the world found that 2 out of 3 feel it is very or extremely important to remain in their homes as they grow older. However, we know that many homes will need to be retrofitted. For example, maybe there's a lot of stairs or things that are difficult to navigate. We ask people about home modifications that they think they'll need. And here's what we found. 40% said they think they'll need bathroom modifications. Others mentioned panic buttons, another third, age-friendly furniture, and then some even expressed an interest in having robots that can either help them with their chores or keep them company.
Robots doing my chores? Where do I sign up for that? But seriously, what steps should people be taking to help ensure that they'll have the option to age in place in age-friendly communities?
When I was just talking about the home modifications, those can cost money. And in all of our conversations about retirement planning, it's important for people, first of all, to do a reality check. Will you be able to make home modifications that can support you in aging in place? Or as you're looking at your next place that you're going to live, to think about it with the idea, can I modify it or retrofit it so that I can stay there as I grow older? And then, of course, you need to budget for it. And as part of building your savings, you've got to save for that. And then one last comment for you. Many communities and cities now have age-friendly initiatives. Find out about them and get involved.
Well, Catherine, thanks again for shedding light on such a compelling and relevant topic. And that's all the time we have today on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. Till the next time, this is Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station.